Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the Beavers, now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Jim, a minute 12 or so is just a long time to try to kill off a 5-on-3 against that team, isn't it?
It is, yeah. They certainly present a big challenge in a situation like that.
Hannah Hogenson made three saves that, to me, were game changers early that kept you in it. How much did you guys feed off of that and then play better because of it?
Oh, absolutely. No question. When she comes up with those saves, it's a boost for everybody. You can feel it on the bench, and she did that. She kept us in the first period. I thought we were back on our heels, struggled getting the puck out, weren't connected, and she absolutely kept us in the game in that first period.
You get that second one there from Lydia Passolt. She scores about a foot below the goal line. Those are game-changer goals, too. You guys had a lot of jump after that, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. You're all of a sudden you're within one, and you're one shot away from tying the game. So no question, the energy was up, and it's tough. Not many penalties called, and then we take one, so we're killing it off, and all of a sudden we're down 5-on-3, and. It was frustrating because embellishment is supposed to be a point of emphasis, but it's absolutely never called. That's all I'll say about that.
Gotcha. In the extra attacker situation, if you could just get the puck down below the goal line for a couple more seconds at a crack, that's a game changer there, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd like to try to start from below the goal line, extended if you can. Obviously they're a good team. They have good defense, but. We just were not able to ever really get it set up when we had the goalie pulled.
You look at this box score and you're like, this was a lopsided game. And if you were in this building, it was anything but. How much can your team take from that next week and wrap up 2021 the right way?
Yeah, well, it was disappointing. The end result's disappointing. Again, no points. And that's the feeling in the room. But, the big thing is we got to stay focused. It's a challenge because they're finishing up finals. It's break and those things, it's very easy to get distracted, very easy to start looking past, and we can't do that. It's a huge series for us. And, I heard the players talking about it themselves, which to me is really, really encouraging. They're already getting focused on what we have to do this week. And we want to finish this portion of the season strong. So I have to have a good week and get after it next Friday night.
We'll see you then, Jim.
Thank you.